I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Sometimes circumstances mean a child has to fly without an adult. Some airlines have strict policies about unaccompanied minors. For example, try not to send children on the last flight of the day and avoid putting them on connecting flights. Make sure your child knows he or she is supposed to be accompanied by an airline staff member at every step of the way. Put a copy of your kid's itinerary in their bag. But for safety's sake, don't put their name or personal information where others can see it. If the child is on a connecting flight, make sure there's an emergency contact in that city. That could be a relative, a friend, or even the phone number of a nearby hotel. But the bottom line is really to understand your own kid's maturity level. Even though some airlines let kids as young as 5 travel alone, that doesn't mean all 5-year-olds should travel alone. And these days, with airlines charging as much as $150 for kids to fly on each connecting flight, you may want to think twice before booking that ticket. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.